This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Stanley right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. You know, get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, lots of stuff happening up there, including, as I like to say, which is a true statement, there are smarter people than I in the chat room. You may even have a better conversation with them than me. I'll learn how to speak someday, really. I'll get it right eventually. You know, I've been doing a lot of articles around amazing how somehow Orlando, the shooting in Orlando, the shooter shooting in Orlando, is everybody's fault but the shooter's fault. I'm just amazed by it. Like he can't do any wrong. Or like a certain group can't do any wrong. Even at a point now where they're saying, some are saying, this has to do with Christian hate. Just Google it. You'll see. Orlando shooter, Orlando massacres, Orlando murder, and Christians. Much as you get. Now, I've tried every way to Sunday. I've talked to people who are not Christians. I have talked to people that are not even right-wing whacktoys like myself. I can't get anybody with two IQ numbers to rub together to tie this together for me, even in a whacked way. Now, many people, according to an article written by Dennis Prager, what if the gunman from Orlando, Florida shooting was actually a Christian? He goes on to say, why? Because little would be said by the mainstream media and leading Democratic politicians from the president on down if the murderer were an anti-gay Christian. Now, the most obvious difference is that the media and the Democrats would have blamed Christians for the mass slaughter, whereas they do everything in their power to exonerate Muslims. Now, many have seen this, have commented on it. If you've got Facebook access, or even if you just got that interweb access and you're looking at all the comments and the articles written around this, you'll see on and on and on. People's response to the shooter is, well, Christians did it. When? And don't give me something you think is true. The one I love the most is the Timothy McVeigh one. Everybody sends me a Timothy McVeigh meme or story or what have you. Timothy McVeigh was not a practicing Christian, okay? Let's get that out of the way. He grew up in a Catholic home, all right, went to a Christian church for a very short period of time, and that's it. How you got him as a... He didn't go to his quote-unquote mosque every day. He didn't go to his church every day. He didn't go to his church every week. The shooter did. Let's just be honest about it. Now, the most obvious difference is that the media and the Democrats would have blamed Christians for the mass slaughter, whereas they do everything in their power to kind of hide it or make it look like the Muslims are doing just fine. Now, indeed, as many have noted, President Obama and the entire Democratic Party leadership have long refused to even use the term radical Islam, were radical Islamists. So let's imagine that the gay-hating Christian murdered 49 and badly injured 53 in the gay nightclub in Florida. Americans would be inundated with attacks on their religion, right? Hey, Christians, Christianity, the Bible, they'd come at us with all guns blasting, wouldn't they? And seriously, it's not theoretical, what do they say? It's not theoretical speculation. For example, the mainstream media and other voices on the left regularly cite one family, literally one family, the Phelps family, in the order to demonstrate how homophobic conservative Christians are. Fred Phelps started the Westboro Baptist Church, which has fewer, you listening? They have fewer than 40 members. ISIS has what, 40,000, 50,000, 60,000? Several sects of ISIS fighters? And most of the Westboro Baptist Church members are relatives of Phelps. Some of the, you know, gets pretty sick. Very inbred group of people. Right? And nine of the Phelps' 13 children, some of their children and grandchildren. So think about it. He's got 13 children, right? And then he's got spouses, and then their children, and even some grandchildren. So I would imagine the 40, it's not some are. Almost all of them are Phelps people, I'm sure. Now, this is a gay-hating, Jew-hating, Catholic-hating family. And they won't even identify with Christians as a whole. They will say point blank that every other Christian group is wrong out there, has no clues to what they're talking about. And then every other Christian sect, every little faction of Christians, all of them denounce this group openly every time they do something stupid. And actually what's funny is the moderate Christians, as you'll see many in the biking community, or what do they call, biker community, and others, as you saw this weekend, right? They come out to block them. They come out to get out in their way. They speak against them. Where's all that in the Muslim community? That's all I'm saying. I'd like to see the Muslims come out. Maybe they need to do a ring around the funerals there in Florida. Right? I don't know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
JNM Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. JNM has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. JNM takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. JNM, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 Beetle shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Live. Hey, thanks for joining me. You got your little disco shoes on, dude? Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, the question asked is, what if the Orlando shooter was a Christian and not a Muslim? And I love it when we talk about this here. We were just talking about Westboro Baptist Church. Always, they always come up. The big, humongous, massive, humongi difference is there's nobody in the Christian community that accepts these people. Nobody. And they don't accept us. They have their own form of Christianity. Now, you could say that the Muslim terrorists have their own form of Islam, and that may be true. I mean, no different than, who was it, Fahim Yonis, we used to have on the show quite a bit. He was with the Ahmadiyya, right? Muslims.
Muslim community. Look that up. Different, a whole different group. And they're actually, they are actually persecuted by other Muslims. So they're doing something right. I'll say right because they do believe, that group does believe in peace. And we have the same thing in the Christian world, right? We have the whack toys that are off. But you don't see mainstream Islam on a regular basis out, standing out and supporting other groups against these Islamic radicals. Right? So let's go back to, again, why? Just imagine if the nightclub murderer was a Christian. Maybe, let's say he was unaffiliated with the Phelps family, his own brand of Christianity. We would be inundated with commentary on the dangers posed by religious right fundamentalist Christians, wouldn't we? We already get that. We're not beheading anybody. We're not blowing anything up. And we already get that. Now think about this. There's two reasons behind this. First, the left's been waging a war against Christianity. I mean, forever. I've written about this a gazillion times over the last 8 years. Now, the writers on the left deny and mock this notion, which only illustrates the lack of intellectual honesty in that group. Sorry, guys. It is what it is, right? Now, for example, have companies throughout America felt it necessary to rename Christmas parties holiday parties? Why? What holiday other than Christmas to celebrate at these parties? Right? Not New Year's Eve. We're kind of a week away from that. And New Year's Eve parties are called what? Just to help out here, right? All New Year's Eve parties. Ain't that hard. Okay, Hanukkah isn't celebrated at Christmas or at the Christmas parties. Jewish groups have Hanukkah parties. Nothing wrong with it. Well, it should be. Matter of fact, see, I'm not one of those guys, they say, well, you say happy holidays, you cover everybody. No. Because it's not happy holidays. Matter of fact, the Jews are very specific. They are holy days. They're not holidays. No, they don't mean the same thing. When the British say they're on holiday, it's not the holiday like you and I know. For them, it's a vacation. They're on vacation. Now, Karl Marx, the left, not traditional liberals, but the left, every year has opposed Christianity. Leftism is a secular religion, and whenever traditional Christianity or traditional Judaism is strong, the left understands that it cannot vanquish society. In Europe, leftism has been almost wholly successful in supplanting Christianity. The one exception is in Latin America, where the left has worked to remake Christianity in its image through the liberation theology. And I hear that with my, and yes, there is a liberal / left-leaning Christian body. I hear that all the time. The problem is they don't know either any scripture or they've only latched on to scripture that they want to use. And I love it. Aren't we our brother's keepers? Well, that doesn't mean that we feed them, clothe them, house them, take them to work, pick them up, bring them back. Right? If Jesus was so bent on being a liberal, the two quick scriptures that come to mind is the one where he says, if a man won't work, then he shouldn't eat. Hello, if you won't work, you go hungry. It's really simple. Okay? And then the other one that I love has fleeted out of my mind. Right? Oh, teach a man to fish. Don't just give him the fish. Or, you know, when somebody's hungry and thirsty, you don't say, look, water's 2 miles down to the left, and there's a pond over there. They just filled it with fish. If you hurry up, you might be able to get some out of it. No, you don't do that to somebody who's hungry and in need at first. What do? You let them shower. You feed them. You give them some water. You get them to that point where they can receive. And then you teach them how to take care of themselves. They may already know how to take care of themselves. They're just in a bad way and something happened. You just try to help them out yet. Okay, if the Orlando nightclub shooter were Christian,
It's almost all we would hear about. After all, the left is labeled mass murderers who have no affiliation with Christianity or Christian. As I just said a few minutes ago, Timothy McVeigh is the one that's on the tip of their tongue. They're almost rabid in the fact that they can't get it off their out of their mouth fast enough when you start talking about this. He was always referred to as the Oklahoma City bomber. Now, again, nobody's running around in these killing shootings of Planned Parenthood and other places screaming, I don't even know what the, Hail Jesus, Hallelujah Jesus, whatever the equivalent would be. The second reason that the left is so preoccupied attacking Christianity would be to help it maintain the fiction that Islam is a religion of peace. When you have radical Islam, or radical Islamists, or Muslims that follow a radical Islam doctrine, you got to call it what it is. Prager says, Islam has never been a religion of peace. It began as a warlike religion, and throughout its history, whenever possible, Muslims made war on non-Muslims. From the polytheistic of North Africa to the Hindus of India. A report of 60 to 80 million Indians were killed by Muslim invaders during the hundreds of years of Muslim rule there. So while the left would emphasize a murderous Christian faith, it denies that Islam plays any role in it. You've got to send me scriptures out of the New Testament that tell Christians to kill people for sinning. Help me out, because I can't find them. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side radio show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. If you hop up there, you're going to see the little box at the top right-hand corner. If you put your address in there, every week we send out an email, let you know who's coming to the show, what we're going to be talking about. I got to tell you, we have, I believe we have a good time. And we got some crazy stories we love to talk about, but I believe overall we have a good time on the show. And you do get informed. And hopefully you are engaged. And hopefully you do something with what you've learned. Because if you do nothing with it, well, why do you even bother engaging? Seriously. And don't say it because I told you to. Because that's a line of mumbo. Anyway, we were working on what we were talking about. What if the shooter was a Christian, not a Muslim, but a Christian. And, you know, they're already looking to attack Christianity on a regular basis, especially those on the far left. Every time one of these things happens, Timothy McVeigh pops up. Right? And when you think about it, if you really do a little bit of your own homework, but most of you won't, the majority of you won't, Timothy McVeigh had no connection to Christianity. Absolutely none. Do your homework. Right? And I think the second reason why is the hardcore left doesn't want you to think, know, feel that there's any issue at all with the Muslim religion, with Muslims as a whole. Now, according to Prager, Islam has never really been a religion of peace. It began a wartime religion, and throughout its history, whenever possible, Muslims made war with non-Muslims. Right? A report that 60 to 80 million Indians were killed by Muslim invaders during hundreds of years of Muslim rule over there. So while the left would emphasize a murderous Christian faith, it denies that Islam plays any role in a vast amount of murder, torture, and enslavement. Female genitalia mutilation, unparalleled subjugation of women, and rape and committed by people of the Islamic faith. Again, not all people, but I'm not going to say that beginning of every sentence. Virtually every American and European student learns of the Crusades, the Spanish Inquisition, and the Christian West's role in slavery, but nothing of the Muslim centuries of mass slaughter and vast enslavement of Europeans and Africans. Nothing. Why? Why do you think this is? Right? Because the Muslims would appear to be,
from a historical standpoint, a very violent group. And it would definitely show or shine the record on the fact that the Christian West's far superior moral record. So the left employs a dual-sided tactic. I mean, again, a twisted one again. Right? Portraying Islam as benign and Christianity as malicious. Now, Prager goes on to say, I wrote this column, or I'm writing this column in Rome, where I'm staying at a hotel located one block from the American embassy. The embassy is draped in an enormous gay liberation flag. Wow. That should make them happy. I'm sure the Pope is overly excited. He said, three questions come to mind. Why does the embassy have such a flag? Does it have any other giant flag besides the American flag on hand? Are all embassies currently draped in this flag? For example, are the American embassies in Muslim countries draped in it? My third most relevant question is, had a Muslim targeted and murdered scores of Christians, would any American embassy anywhere in the world, be draped in a flag depicting the Christian cross? In fact, in light of the one and only ongoing genocide in the world that of Christians in the Middle East by certain Muslim groups, why aren't American embassies draped in a flag bearing a cross? We all know the answer to that. Right? Because there has been a war on Christianity in this country now going on 8 years. It doesn't matter what we do or what we say. And even the president who claims to be a Christian loves to mock Christianity. Yeah? I'm not going to go play every clip he's ever done it in. You go find a clip. You go deal with it. But this is the stuff where you've got to be honest with yourself. And maybe you can't be. I don't know. I'm just saying. You've got to be honest with yourself. If it doesn't feel right or sound right, look it up. Right? Just look it up for yourself. Pull the information together. You know, more and more information is coming to light about this fella, the Orlando shooter. Right? There were Muslims who attended the same mosque that he did in Orlando. They reported him to the FBI. Nothing. Are they afraid? Are they under orders not to deal with it? I don't know. Anyway, always a pleasure. I got a boatload of stories I want to try to get through. Probably won't, but I'm going to try. Let's see, who do we have up next? Come on, anytime you're ready. Hey, I didn't do the story tonight, but I am going to do the story about the fellow that was removed from a flag retiring ceremony because he was going to mention God. Made them very, 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 very nervous that he was going to mention God. Although I don't know why. Because that whole ceremony has a God significance. If the Army or Navy or whatever is around or centered around God. So either they stop the flag retirement ceremony, change it all together, or allow that. And when you see the video, and I'm trying to get the fellow on to interview. When you see the video, you're going to see they muscled him out of there. So three or four military men who fought for my right for free speech muscled a guy out of a retirement flag ceremony because he was trying to exercise his free speech. Very confusing. So in one of my latest stories, an immigration boss who barred feds from terrorist suspect who was up for an award, but the agency won't say why. They won't tell anybody. Yeah, let's read the story, right? So a U.S. immigration official blamed in a federal report for barring law enforcement agents from a suspect in the San Bernardino terror attack has been nominated for a prestigious agency award. Her bosses in Washington refused to say what she did to earn the consideration. Now, Irene Martin heads up the San Bernardino U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Office, where last December she allegedly blocked five armed Department of Homeland Security agents from the man authorities say supplied the firepower in the deadly attack. Come on, let that sink in. Right? So she stopped law enforcement officials from doing what they're supposed to do. And she works for the government. She shouldn't work for the government. Not anymore. And the Inspector General's office report found that she acted improperly. And then she lied to investigators. This seems to be a common theme of this administration. Right? I mean, for the most transparent, honest, and upright administration, remember the group that was going to drain the swamp? They seem to have overfilled the swamp. Those lies, you know, because they multiply. So they're procreating like crazy. But shouldn't she be, you know, anybody else would have been thrown in jail for obstructing justice. How come she gets away with it? I saw that. And you said he would catch that. So he needs to help us. Tell him to draw it out and send it to us in the chat room. Oh, really? All right. Anyway. Yeah, see, if you would join the chat room, you can find it at therealside.com. You'd know what we were talking about. And like I said, there are smarter people than I in that chat room. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete. I'm the crack, I'm gonna get straight. When I start to dance, everything goes chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom.
You think I get this right after a year? You press the button, you open the mouth. You can't open the mouth before pressing the button. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Now, we were, you know what? What the heck? Somebody sent me a link and I went looking. We were talking about how I guess I do get it. This administration, anything that comes out of their mouth from any one of their leaders, you know it's just not true. It just flat out can't be true. You know, here again, you've got a U.S. immigration official that's going to get a prestigious award, but nobody will say what the award is for. That's number one. Secondly, they were never investigated for stopping the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Well, I'm sorry. They blocked the Department of Homeland Security. Oh, this agent, this leader, blocked the Department of Homeland Security agents from getting to the man who says they supplied the firepower in the deadly attack a day earlier in San Bernardino. Now, even though she was, an Inspector General's report says that she acted improperly and that she lied to investigators about it. So to give Irene Martin an award for valor is insulting. Like I said, they are backwards. They've got the I have either totally lost all knowledge of the dictionary and word meanings, or as I've been telling you, they've taken control of the words. They have now decided what the words mean. It isn't right. in any way it isn't right. Now, Department of Homeland Security officials declined to say what Martin did to merit the consideration. You know, think about this. The people who won those awards originally, or who usually get those awards, is when they put themselves in harm's way to save others. Now, I'd like to know what harm's way, what did she put herself in? The only person that she has saved is the one that provided all the guns. Now, the Department of Homeland Security officials declined to say what Martin did. Now, it's described as the highest departmental recognition for extraordinary acts of valor by an employee or a group. And it's supposed to be while you're on or off duty. It's reserved for those who have demonstrated extraordinary courage in a highly dangerous, life-threatening situation. Which one of those would be? Where she stopped the Homeland Security people from getting to the person that might have been an accomplice? Now, past Valor Award recipients included government employees who have saved people from burning cars, sinking ships, and weapon-wielding assailants. Well, I guess the guys from Homeland Security had weapons. Now, the news source was told by told the information could only be released in response to a Freedom of Information Act request, which has been lodged. Now, Martin was blamed for touching off a turf war that came to light when a whistleblower told the Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson, out of Wisconsin, about the tense December 3rd, 2015 incident. It came a day after the Tashfeen, Malik, and Syed Farouk killed 14 wounded and 22 in a terror attack. Now, authorities believe that Enrique Marquez, who had an appointment with Martin's staff when the authorities showed up, gave them the guns used in the attack. The potential award for Martin was announced in a conference call from high-ranking USCIS officials in Washington. Now, her superiors nominated her. So they must have, they knew what was going on. They had to know what happened with the San Bernardino incident. Now, on June 1st, the HS Inspector General's report found Martin improperly hindered the work of five armed agents on the site just 24 hours after the attack, when they needed the information the most. Now, Johnson held two Senate hearings about the incident in May and requested that the Inspector General's investigate this. The report noted that DHS agents were sent to the building to arrest Marquez, who authorities were frantically trying to track down the day after the terror attack at the office. Marquez, turned out, had not shown up for his scheduled appointment at the USCIS building, but Martin kept agents waiting 30 minutes before meeting with them and another hour before she turned over the USCIS file on Marquez. Now, Marquez was eventually arrested and being held on charges related to supplying the guns. But what happened to the agencies working together? Right? What happened to being transparent? What happened to, how about just protecting the American people? And don't give me that garbage that she was. She was by not letting, they had no right to that guy. They had no warrant. We don't know all of that, number one. Number two is, I don't care. In the aftermath of this kind of stuff, go ahead, throw handcuffs on me. If I look like the guy who did the shooting, throw handcuffs on me. It's okay. God, I know. When did this happen to us? When did we get so upside down like this? I'm hearing people talking now saying that it may even be that that the Dems get the Senate back. Marco Rubio today lied by saying he's going to throw his hat back in the ring. Remember, this was the guy that wasn't going to run for Senate again? Why do you think he did that? Why do you think he's doing that? Remember, he got his butt kicked in his own state for president. Yeah. Yes, he can't get a job anywhere else. You're probably right. I don't know what he can do or can't do. You know, And I am thoroughly dumbfounded how you people still, some of you, still support Hillary. And think about everything that's going on around her. Her IT specialist invokes the Fifth more than 125 times in his deposition. So basically, they got no information on him today. Here's my question for you. Why would you need to plead the Fifth if you did nothing wrong? The Fifth basically says that you have a right not to incriminate yourself. He didn't do any of that stuff on his own. I don't believe that for a second. It was a closed-door deposition. And Pagliano was working off of index cards in the meeting. And he read the same basic statement each time. So, anyway, no transparency here. Nobody's interested in transparency. Now, Pagliano was a certain figure in the setup, if, in case you didn't know, and management of Clinton's personal server. She used exclusively for government business while Secretary of State. You know, I'm going to run out of time on this one, but here's the deal. She had, well, this guy worked for her. That machine had been hit several times, even got to the point where they had to shut off, you ready for this one? They shut off the virus protection because it was hindering them getting information to their people and her getting information on a personal server. So they shut off the virus protection. I wonder how many times they shut off the firewall, which keeps people from getting to your server as well. Now, the next Clinton aide to testify is Huma Abedin. She will say nothing. You watch. But none of them do. And then the one person that was on her staff was an attorney at the time, attorney now, but on her staff at the time. Now, Hillary's hired her as a legal counsel, which means she doesn't have to testify. It's all attorney client privilege now. So there's four or five people involved in this that somehow now are engaged in such a fashion where they're not going to give any. What's the cover-up for? What's to hide? And when Pagliano's deposition shows up, I'm going to read some of that. Seriously. Now, Clinton, now they say that Clinton will also be deposed in this lawsuit, but she won't say anything either. Think about it. Because anything that she says, well, first of all, anything she says is going to be a lie. Secondly, anything she says is going to incriminate her. Will it not? There's nothing she's going to be able to say to get out of this. I've still got to find it. I've got to make some phone calls tomorrow and find out how real, you heard me, how real her indictment's going to be. You know, if the president sticks up for her on the front, maybe that's the deal. Hey, look, I'll give you total immunity. You back off, let Biden run. Because I believe that's what's going to happen, too. I really do. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. You want to learn more about me and the show? Head over to TheRealSide.com where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, pick up the classic podcasts. A lot going on up there. Hey, have a great rest of the evening. Seriously. And tell your friends and loved ones about the show. I think it's a pretty darn good show. I think there's a lot of information coming across that you need. Anyway, have a great rest of the day. We'll catch you tomorrow.